Blackstone Audio presents Sabotage, America's Enemies Within the CIA, by Rowan Scarborough. To my nephews, Chris Greer and Tim Greer, who are serving their country. Introduction. A Rogue Agency. Congressman Pete Hoekstra had seen and heard enough in the spring of 2006 when he dictated an extraordinary letter to President Bush. Hoekstra's private four-page message, printed on House Intelligence Committee letterhead, was a blunt warning to the nation's commander-in-chief. An enemy lurked, the congressman said. Not Iran, North Korea, or Al-Qaeda and its legions of Islamic extremists. He wrote of an opponent right under the president's nose, the Central Intelligence Agency. Hoekstra had heard privately from some of the president's national security advisers that they believed CIA factions were working against the president. Why, he wondered, didn't they do anything about it? They know people within the CIA have been no help to their president, Hoekstra later told me. I've stated to the president, you've got some people who may not necessarily be working for you. The stakes were high that spring. Since the September 11, 2001 attacks on America, intelligence collection had become the number one weapon in the attempt to defeat Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. A plot penetrated is an attack stopped. To the outside observer, the CIA had performed well as a key partner in the Bush administration's war on terror. The agency's scorecard boasted the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the architect of the September 11th attacks. He dished dirt under CIA pressure, enabling Washington and its allies to foil a number of planned attacks and murders. It was a great CIA coup. Republican Porter Goss, himself a former covert intelligence operative in Latin America,